7 o'clock here on WMFO in Medford. I am the Doctor, and it is time for another TARDIS Jukebox, a show where you never really know what you're going to hear next. I know, of course. I know what's coming up next on this particular show. It's something from a band or a man called Adrian Orange. And it's the real wild world.
No matter what world may be in your mind, the world that your mind is in is unknown and wild. So let's admit that we live in a wild, wild world where anything is possible.
Thank you.
goodbye, my love, Stanley Brinks and the Wave Pictures. And then it's time for the Kreutzberg Museum. A song called War off their Calypso album.
Freedom fries, you're a mushroom cloud that's in disguise. Toenails, intestines, bones and babies soon begin to fly through the napalm sky for the freedom fries.
Purple man, you're an American. What do you know? I wanna teach you about the fried potato. I've been to Belgium and I've been to England. I know there ain't such a thing as freedom anywhere, for all I care.
Uncles, cousins, sisters, brothers, blood will soon run dry. But neither you nor neither I will do little more than question why so many die from the freedom fries.
There is no question without an answer. You should have read about logic, brother. Just look at the sea, the sun and the stars. It's only gonna take me a couple more bars to tell you what you already know. The world is round if you think so. Just eat your shit and deal with it.
Surveillance is painless, invisible to brainless fools like you, my dear. But U.S. foreign policy kills 33 million each year. But you won't realize that the freedom fries are a death knell cry.
Well, I love you, Doug, for your advice, I thank you. But if you think I'm not aware, I believe I sank you. Drank you to the blank point. You can go and roll yourself a joint. I've seen the land of freedom and I know the old world. I sing Creole, but take my word, nothing's getting worse than Adam's old curse.
Generations are gone, but money for bombs are never in short supply. Corporations, donations, party invitations, lobotomies are so in style that after a while the freedom fries just seem so right.
Well, I grant you they're right, I'm glad you admit it. France is a joke now and the French did it. Love is never out of fashion, so is war. There is no reaction, but here we are again, and I hear no rain.
Freedom fries, you're a mushroom cloud that's in disguise. Toenails, intestines, bones and babies soon begin to fly through the napalm sky for the freedom fries.
Okay, there's a reason we played that song. The song, once again, War from Kreutzberg Museum. And that's because I was walking down the street the other day and found a pile of records that someone had left out. People do that from time to time. Most of the time, they're junk. This time, there are a few records in good enough shape to at least take home and listen to. And then there was this record. It was, you know, an 8-inch 78, and it's from Japan. It turns out to be one of those things that people record themselves back in the day in a little booth somewhere. In this case, in Japan, it was something recorded by a Korean War artillery spotter pilot. A letter home from Gerald's brother. And let's give it a listen.
Hello, Gerard and Patsy and everybody. I suppose you're wondering why I'm saying everybody. Well, I just imagine that after you've heard this record the first time and the novelty of it is worn off, that everybody stops into the house to see you people will get a chance to hear this record, and I can hear Patsy saying, do you want to hear Gerard's brother? He's made this record over in Japan, and I can see a lot of people sitting around there listening just for the novelty of hearing a record by somebody made a good distance away. I thought, Gerard, I would send this record to you because perhaps I can explain a few things to you which I couldn't explain to Mother. I'm up in the foyer division air section, which is the air section for the whole division. We fly out over the front lines in a small type aircraft called a liaison type aircraft number 19, or an L-19. This aircraft is used to adjust artillery fire from the air. You see, we fly out over the enemy lines, and when we are out there, we can tell where the shells are landing. Of course, the Chinese don't like this too well, and North Koreans don't like it too well, so they try and get rid of that liaison aircraft. And being a very light type of aircraft, it is very susceptible to enemy fire. And so every so often we lose the pilot and the observer and the man doing the adjusting of the fire. But those things are to be expected, I guess, during wartime. I imagine that you subscribe to the Townsman, so you probably saw it in the paper the other day there where I was awarded the Air Medal. You know, it's quite a joke about medals, Jerry. They say that if you have a medal in 15 cents, you can get a glass of beer. And if you don't have the medal and you still have the 15 cents, you can still get the glass of beer. But I understand that the medal alone won't get you anything. So I'm not worrying too much about that medal. I got a couple more questions to that medal since I got it, but it's just one of those things, you know, they pass medals out to just about everybody. I'm up here in Japan, in southernmost part of Japan, up in a town called Kokura. Came up here on R&R, recreation and so forth, for someone who's been 6 or 7 months in the front lines, getting a chance up here to have a good time. Just a second, gonna turn the record over. I flew up here, Jerry, on a C-119. It's called the Flying Boxcar. It's a very large aircraft, and they flew up the front lines and picked up quite a few of us and brought us over here to Japan for 5 days. Of course, while we're here in Japan, we can get steaks and milk and butter and so forth. We don't get any of those foods, of course, in Korea. We eat all B-type and C-type rations. So it's real fine to get up here and sleep between some sheets and get warm for a while and get real clean and get a good haircut and so forth. And all those pleasures are really fine. You know, you take those things for granted back home. But when you get over in foreign country and see how these people live and then get on the front lines and you just don't live so well and you get dirty and tired and have to write letters by candlelight and everything, that you really begin to appreciate some of the small pleasures, the things you take for granted at home. You're probably wondering why I don't write more often. Well, you know, at night we have a lot of security. We don't have any electricity in the area at all. We operate simply on candlelight, and it's difficult to write by candlelight, and sometimes we have a great deal of difficulty with the mail. And when the mail can get out, we get out as fast as we can. We write letters, and sometimes they lay around, and you get discouraged, and you stop writing for a while. So you can understand that. I'm in a four-point zone. That means I'm right up front within the sight of the enemy. And in a period of 9 months, I am supposed to be able to rotate home. That would give me 36 points. So far, I've been up front the full length of time. So probably sometime in March or April at the latest, I should be on my way home. I want to say hello to Patsy and everybody there, and any of my friends down there in Wellesley Hills that you might know, you can tell them I was asking for them, post office, gas station, and so forth. I sent you some China ware, Gerard, and Patsy, and some people told me not to do it because they said girl doesn't like someone to pick out their China ware for them. But since we can buy it so cheaply over here, you have a new house and everything, I thought perhaps you'd like a little gift like that. So approximately in 6 weeks you may get that, and if you do, I hope it pleases you. It was something I picked out, suited my taste, and I hope it suits yours. And if you just say a few prayers for us, everything will be okay, and don't forget us over here. And write when you can. Okay, we'll see you.
Well, you know, if you want to be able to keep hearing things like that on your radio, if you like what we're doing here at 91.5 FM WMFO, playing all sorts of odd things, including things sent home from the Korean War. Continue, if you like this stuff, please consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click on our Donations Drive tab to see how you can help us keep it free form. A couple other things. Go to your computer, Google a Cessna L-19, and see if you'd like to be flying one of those around in a war zone. They're little toy planes. It's really, this is really something significant. And also, finally, he wanted wings.
I wanted wings till I got the goddamn wings. Now I don't want them anymore. They taught me how to fly, then they sent me off to die. Well, I've had a belly full of war. You can save those bloody zeros for the other goddamn heroes. Distinguished flying crosses do not compensate for losses, a buster. I wanted wings till I got the goddamn things. Now I don't want them anymore. Yes, I'll take the dames and let the rest go down in flames. I have no desire to be burned. Air combat spells romance till they shoot holes in my pants. I'm not a fighter, I have learned. You can save the Mitsubishis for the other sons of witches. I'd rather make a woman than be shot down in a Grumman, a buster. I wanted wings till I got the goddamn things. Now I don't want them anymore. Now I'm too young to die in a lousy PBY. That's for the eager, not for me. I don't trust in my luck to be picked up by a duck after I've crashed into the sea. Yes, I'd rather be a terrier than a flyer on a carrier. With my hand around a bottle, you can keep your goddamn throttle, buster. I wanted wings till I got the goddamn things. Now I don't want them anymore. I do not care to tour over Berlin and the Ruhr. Flak always makes me lose my lunch. I get an urge to pray when they holler, bombs away! I'd rather be at home with a bunch. For there's one thing you can't laugh off when they shoot your tailpipe half off. I'd rather be home, buster, with my tail than with a cluster. Buster? I wanted wings till I got the goddamn things. Now I don't want them anymore. They feed us lousy chow, but we stay alive somehow on dehydrated eggs and milk and stew. The rumor has it next they'll be dehydrating sex. Well, that's the day I'll tell the coach I'm through. For I've managed all the dangers, the shooting back of strangers. But when I get home late, I want my woman straight, buster. I wanted wings till I got the goddamn things. Now I don't want them anymore.
And when your man gets home from the war,
if you're fond of fancy things, diamond clips and emerald rings, if you want your man to come through, give him the ooh-la-la. If your car is asked to stop by some handsome traffic cop, lest you want a ticket or two, give him the ooh-la-la. If Napoleon at Waterloo-la-la had had an army of debutantes to give the British the well-known ooh-la-la, he'd have changed the history of France. When your favorite Romeo grabs his hat and starts to go, don't reveal the fact you are blue. Don't break down and start to boo-hoo. There's just one thing for you, la la, to la la, do la la. Dance a hula and give him the ooh la la. If the tax man calls one day and insists you pay and pay just to cut your taxes in two, give him the ooh-la-la. If your rich old Uncle Ben starts to make his will again just before that lawyer is due, give him the ooh-la-la. If Mr. Roosevelt decides to rule-la-la until the year 1944, he better teach Eleanor how to ooh-la-la, and he'll be elected once more. Now, if your bridegroom at the church starts to leave you in the lurch, don't proceed to fall in a faint. Don't run wild and crack up a saint. There's just one thing for you, la-la, to la la, do la la. Go
And the doctor will be back with a couple of brand new songs right after this.
There's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you have to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
Iris Dement now.
I'll lift you out of hell, protect you from the heathen press and the infidel. I'll lead you to the promised land, for everyone is white, and everything that's so wrong now will be so.
Iris Dement wants to be your Jesus on TARDIS Jukebox on WMFO in Medford. Now, it's 100 Gex with the dumbest girl alive. We'll be right back.
something in your eye. Can you show me how?
Can you show me?
.30 on WMFO. And that is a little ear power. Now some Pearl Harbor. Okay, you're going to do a little world traveling here on TARDIS Jukebox. The Doctor first heads off to England with this band, Modern Ian. And even a little more traveling, this album actually comes from New Zealand. It was a New Zealand pressing of their album. Coming up next, Wall Santana, a band from Brazil. And I can't even pronounce the name of the song. Que Vida é Essa? Something like that. Enjoy.
Que vida é essa? Que pega, pega no pé. Que vida é essa? Que pega, pega no pé. Que vida é essa? Que pega, pega no pé. Que vida é essa? Que pega, pega no pé.
Eu trabalho o ano inteiro,
tiru, tiru, tiru.
De noite sem parar. Condução, sem dinheiro vou a pé, descansar num barracão.
Que vida é essa? Que pega, pega no pé. Que vida é essa? Que pega, pega no pé. Que vida é essa? Que pega, pega no pé. Que vida é essa? Que pega, pega no pé.
Sinto sede no caminho. Paro pra entrar num bar, encho a cara de cachaça, tomo porre, chego tarde, levo a bronca da mulher.
Que vida é essa? Que pega, pega no pé.
No pé, no pé.
Que vida é essa? Que pega, pega no pé. Que vida é essa? Que pega, pega no pé.
No pé, no pé.
Que vida é essa? Que pega, pega no pé.
Noite acordado,
tiru, tiru, tiru.
No gramado da ilusão,
tiru, 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 tiru.
Conformado com os anos, e meu time está na fila, sem poder ser campeão.
Pois é, bicho, esse meu time não dá é pé.
Que time é esse que pega, pega no pé? Que time é esse que pega, pega no pé? Que time é esse que pega, pega no pé? Que time é esse que pega, pega no pé? Que time é esse que pega, pega no pé?
From DC, but Brazilian music, it's Ama Tropicana and the song Irene. And now we're off to Africa, specifically Mali.
Safari Goyekamba, Safari Goyekamba, De Binedoru, Safari Goyekamba.
Safari, Goyekamba, Safari, Goyekamba, Deba, Madonu, Safari. war die Freundin von Freunden. Und er musste den Zug kriegen um 7:45. Es wurde hell über dem Berg, das Licht veränderte alles. Und irgendein Hund bellte sich blöd in der Nacht. Sie sang hinter der Tür, er schaute stumm aus dem Fenster. Er dachte, solange sie singt, kann hier gar nichts passieren. Es wurde dunkel um 4, um 6 war sie für immer gegangen. Und er wollte sich mehr für Realität interessieren. Siehst du es leuchten über den Antennen? Robert Forster, Grant McLaren. Hast du eine Zigarette? Ich kann beim Rauchen romantischer denken. Aber schon damals schlief sie lieber allein. Er träumte von ihr, sie träumte von Zügen. Aber ihn zu belügen fiel im Traum ihm nicht ein. Um nach Haus zu finden, musst du Umwege kennen. Robert Forster, Grant McLaren. Kannst du mir das Codewort nennen? Er sagte, Robert Forster, Robert Forster, Robert Forster, Grant McLaren.
And that finished up our little bit of traveling around in space with a trip to Germany and the band Die Realität off their Bubblegum Noir album. Okay, before it's time for Skybar to jump in, we're going to now travel back in time to 1967 with the Serpent Power.
Listen to her. She don't know what she's saying. She's been saying the same sweet things all of her life, and all of her men fall apart and get bitter. Don't you listen to her? Don't you listen to her? She was born for the mirror. She can only see herself. She's been watching her beauty grow. Don't you listen to her? Every cent of your soul. Don't you listen to her. Don't you listen to her. Don't you listen to her. Don't you listen to her.
listen to her. Don't you listen to her.
That's the end of another TARDIS Jukebox for the week. The Doctor will see you next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Skybar is up next with Rising. He's got Key of Caustic in this evening, so they're going to have a good time for the next hour or so. And you have a good time, too. I'll see you next week here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Eat, eat, eat. Is like that, Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, I reach you. So this about the things on the table. So this one could be counting up the scarf of wear in black and white, Mr. Bojangles. So if you see any of those baggy pants, chuck the hint, it was huge. And if you know it was a violin to be